The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is paid for by Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, who is solely responsible for its content. Portions transcribed.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. Good morning. I am Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor. How are you today,
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
Fantastic. We have with us Scott Frazier, Infinite Interiors. How are you?
I am wonderful and happy to be back with you and Pat, as always.
Thank you for being here. We so appreciate your time. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m., where we cover various real estate topics. We have an exceptional real estate office with many relentless realtors who've been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 50 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you go to jruddy.com, click on the webcam tab and get a live view of Dunmore Corners. You never know what you're going to see.
Who doesn't want that?
Right.
Absolutely.
Who doesn't want that?
Well,
hop in Dunmore Corners.
Let's face it. It is the Paris of the United States.
Of course it is. Yeah, but so what do you check out when you go on there, for instance?
Do you just check out the activity. I hope for something weird.
Okay.
I want to see somebody doing something weird.
We caught the guy graffitiing the bank one time.
Yeah. I don't see much. Okay. I don't catch it at those good times.
Yeah, I check it to see the weather.
Yeah.
Okay. View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where you can also find all the podcast apps that we broadcast this radio show on. Okay. Scott Frazier.
Jackie Ruddy.
Of Infinite Interiors. How about we talk about mixing metals and finishes?
Oh, I'm so happy you brought this up. Please, let's talk about it.
All right, let's. What do you do? How do you do it?
Because you should. You really, really should. And it's just those days of, because my lamp is chrome, everything has to be chrome or silver, or vice versa, it's brass, everything has to be brass.
That was a rule one time.
It was a rule. Don't do it.
Okay.
Because the end result is a better looking space when it's finished. I think mixing metals, as long as you can execute it well.
But you have to do it right.
Step.
And how
you
do you know? Yeah, we're so right.
I feel like the one thing that I lean into when I'm doing that particular thing is one unifying finish. So if I'm putting a room together and the wall sconces are brass, but somebody falls in love with a copper lamp, then when I'm maybe picking artwork, I want the frame to be champagne, which is a metallic finish, but it's a little silver, a little gold, a little copper, a little bronze. They're all mixed in there. And that allows you to mix everything throughout the room.
And it helps it blend.
Yeah, it helps it blend.
All right. Got
it. And creates a more custom look. It's much harder to do that than to just buy everything brass, right? I mean, you don't need someone like me to help you buy everything brass, right?
Right.
Yeah. So.
But then it's plain or
then
boring.
Then it's plain. It gets boring.
Yeah.
Well, and it can also slip into to old lady really, really fast. You've got to be careful with it. So I think mixing it's the way to go.
So you're talking about every room. You're not just like talking about the kitchen.
I'm talking about every room.
Every room.
In the living room, matching lamps are no longer.
No, they definitely are. It depends.
Okay. All right.
Again, it depends. For instance, if you have a buffet in your living room and you have lamps on that buffet, they should absolutely 100% match each other if they're on each
end. Well, no, if they're at the opposite side ends of the
like
room.
An end table on the end of each, on the end of the sofa.
Well, they should be the same, right?
They could be different.
They could be?
They could be different, for sure.
All right.
They have to be equal in visual weight. That's
height?
Height, yes.
And weight.
Height and visual weight.
Okay.
Meaning a solid lamp, like an urn, that's solid. Versus a lamp that's all pierced and maybe I could see through it. It's going to have less visual weight. So if you have a solid, the other lamp should be solid. Could it be different in its style? Sure, it can. But they should
different
be
curves or different.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And, but they should be unified by something like color, something that makes them make sense, or maybe material. Maybe they're both alabaster, right? So that unifies them. So you can have visual variety because the styles are a little different, but the material unifies them.
All right. So they look good together. Stupid question. What's alabaster?
It's a stone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So how about matte black?
Or like alabaster, like a glass. It's that kind of thing.
Oh, okay. Okay.
There's an explosion of black everywhere.
Yeah.
Matte black.
I see it on cars and it drives me wild.
I hate it on cars.
Oh, you know this what I car see? Is murdered out.
Yeah. Do you know what I see?
It should be burnt.
I see, that guy must be working on his car and he's going to get it painted.
Exactly, right.
That's what I see.
No, that's what they, yeah. No, that's the
and
thing.
And you're a car guru, Pat.
I don't know about but I enjoy cars.
He's a car enthusiast.
He is
yes,
enthusiast.
That's an enthusiast, yeah. Right. And I see black cars. I go to a car show like that. I'm like,
I hate it.
Yes.
I think it's terrible.
Really?
And how about when you see like the $150,000 Porsche and I'm like, what a waste of your money. It's terrible. I'm not a fan of it. Interiors are different.
Okay.
But also gloss finishes are huge right now.
Uh-huh.
Huge in paint.
If I saw a glossy black car, that's sweet.
Yeah.
But the matte black one, yeah.
Same. But even in interiors, gloss is really big right now. Really, really big. Which is fantastic. But you want to have things like, I think if you're going to go with a gloss finish, then you want to have like a lot of beautiful trim work on your wall. Maybe it's picture framed out, it's a chair rail, you know, there's wainscoting, crown molding, beautiful big baseboards, then ceiling to floor, pick a great color and put it in a high gloss. The impact is really strong.
Okay. Visually. So when I think of black, like the black, matte black,
mm-hmm.
In the interior, I think of the black and white scheme.
Yeah.
I don't think of it incorporating it in
Jackie,
anywhere.
We're going to go to therapy right now, you and I.
Okay.
I want you to think of black as a neutral because in essence it is.
Okay.
Because I can put anything I want to with it. Like if you have a black pants, you can wear any shirt you want.
Any.
It applies the same in interiors.
I can't see it. Well,
I can put anything with it.
All right. I can't.
And it's grounding. It grounds everything.
Mm.
It's a wonderful, wonderful color to bring in.
Mm-hmm. I have to trust you on that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I can't see it anywhere.
Yeah, most certainly.
Mm-hmm.
But it depends. Again, if you were like have a rustic cabin, then don't do black gloss.
Okay.
Then you want it to be, say you have an end table in there. You want that in a matte finish. It's not going to
look.
But
when you have a lot of woods, dark woods, you can do this? You can pull it off?
Yeah. I mean, think of
I think of black as modern.
But think of like a gallery wall of pictures or artwork.
Yeah.
What if they're all in black frames?
That's a beautiful look.
And it doesn't have to be modern, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if the frames are more ornate, but they're black? Then it's a whole different animal.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. See? Oh, the therapy appointment worked.
Yes, okay. I didn't see it at first.
Yeah.
Jackie, how does that make you feel?
How does that make you feel?
All right. Now, beyond paint, we did talk about wallpaper the last time you were in. I know you love it. You
still
use
do.
It. Yeah.
It's still huge.
How about fabric panels, natural stone, and 3D treatments?
For an accent wall?
Yes.
All fantastic.
All right, well, let's talk about each of those.
So I think if you're going to do an accent wall, you need to do something that is more tactile and has another element to it, like covering the whole wall in stone. Not just the idea of, ooh, my accent wall because it's painted a different color. Like that was dead in the late 80s, early 90s. And it's almost like a cop-out. You need to commit more. So maybe your accent wall is like the aforementioned, really trimmed out, you know, like big crown molding and picture framed out with trim moldings or board and batten. And then you're going to paint that a different color. Now you've achieved it. It's more than just putting a different color on the wall.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Right.
Got it.
Yeah. Or that accent wall, maybe you can cover in something really incredible like grass cloth, which is a wallpaper, but it's actually made from grass. or you can cover it. And I've seen wallpapers that are cork. It's amazing. So once you put it up, the whole wall's cork.
Where would you put that wall? In what room? A cork wall?
A library.
Oh, okay.
You can do it in a formal room too, because they actually do it. It's cork, but then it's painted.
Oh, okay.
So maybe there's vining going up it in colors. So the cork is just a material.
Gotcha.
And it's not always cork color.
It doesn't look like a cork board.
Like a bulletin board. Oh, no, absolutely okay. Not.
All right. See,
absolutely
that's not. When you were saying that. That's what I was thinking. I'm like, okay, where would you put that? In a wine room?
She's like, she's like, this is Fraser's last time back. He's not coming back anymore. He's lost it.
Down in the basement where there's a bar. Okay. I gotcha. Now
behind
I
the dock
board.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who needs a visual when you have Fraser?
That's right.
Yeah. I'm seeing all of this as he's explaining it. That's why he's here, to explain it. Because when I read it, I'm like, what?
Yeah. And then sometimes there's with a client, there's a leap of faith that can happen every now and again.
Uh-huh. Well, I would trust you. Yeah. Anything that you said to me. Now, what? Talk to me about
this. I don't know. You were pretty sketchy on the cork.
I know.
Just call that out.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if we would go down that road. But
I've seen it and it's gorgeous.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okay. 3D treatments. What's that?
A 3D treatment?
Yeah, what is that for your accent wall?
That would be something like trim work. It needs to have another dimension. It has to come out. It has to have levels.
Mm-hmm.
Board and batten. There's a level there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's recessed in the insets.
Gotcha now.
Stone. If you covered it ceiling to floor in stone, that's a 3D treatment.
Brick.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's dimension and depth to that.
Yeah.
That's what gives it that effect.
All right.
And when done well, can be absolutely, absolutely beautiful. And something you won't see in everybody's house. You know, that's what interior design is all about, is creating a house and a home for a client that they're not going to see anywhere else.
Right. Now, let's talk about storage solutions. Stylish ways. To integrate hidden storage for everyday life.
I think one of the best things that people are doing, it's taken off, I think, in really the past 10 years, is under the staircase, utilizing that space and putting in either cabinetry, which can look beautiful, because then you can have beautiful doors under there with great poles. You can really create a beautiful aesthetic, and then it's all hidden. All the mess is hidden. Like, how great would that be if you don't have a coat closet when you walked in your foyer, but you could open up under the staircase and put beautiful recessed panel doors on there with great pulls? It's going to look beautiful. And then all the mess goes in there. It gives organization. It's organization. That's the key.
You know, I was looking at mattresses and the foundations, and some of them come with drawers built into them, like the storage underneath the bed.
Anything hidden.
Yeah.
I think is wonderful.
I've also
seen in kitchens, down, you know, where the toe kick is under your cabinets.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
They'll put drawers.
Yes.
And you could, which is brilliant, because that space is wasted.
It totally is.
Yeah. I mean, but think of things that they're, it's also great for things that are difficult to store. So really, I think the interior design comes in as giving an attractive aesthetic to organization, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that drawer that would pull out from that toe kick, maybe that's where your platters go, because they're tough to store. They're big, they're odd shaped. Maybe all your baking sheets, like things like that can go down there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not wasted space anymore. It's all used. Smart storage solutions.
I read recently.
We all love an ottoman that the top pops off.
Oh, right.
Right, and you could throw your blankets in there. I love when you do it and there's like a little tray inside of it, because that's where the remotes can go. So all that clutter is gone out of the room now.
Mm-hmm.
And as we discussed before, clutter's a no-no.
Yeah, it doesn't look like a bomb went off.
Yeah, it gives you somewhere to put it all. Oh, and then you always, if you're diligent, you'll always know where the remote is.
I get the call sometimes.
I knew it was coming.
Where's the remote?
This is a hotbed of controversy.
I took it to the office with me.
Yeah. She's made the remote disappear.
Yes. That's brilliant.
And its place is the to-do list.
That's brilliant.
Don't worry about that remote. You'll get it when that list is finished.
We had a guy at work with one of the bosses. We used to take the remotes and put the batteries in backwards on them.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That was good. He could never figure out what was wrong.
Oh, that's good stuff.
It was great.
That's good stuff.
So anyway, yes. Getting back to storage, I just read recently, actually, for the show about kitchens. Now the cabinetry is going right to the ceiling.
Love it.
I would definitely do that if I was to build a house.
Yeah.
You know what drives me wild is that, and I have a lot of cabinets.
Yeah.
But it's that's, and I have to stand on a ladder to clean the top, and it gets so grimy and dusty and disgusting up there. The top of the cabinet.
Hire somebody.
Actually, that's another
you're
point
right.
of
you
contention
do have to
because
yeah.
they don't do what I do.
Yeah.
They don't go to places I go.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, she was cleaning the radiator last night?
Mm-hmm.
The top of the baseboard on the radiator. And we have, yeah.
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 It was yuck.
But I am a proponent for the cabinets to the ceiling.
Yeah.
And it does save you that problem. It doesn't exist any longer. But also those cabinets have to house things that you don't use. Maybe Christmas, you know.
I have
things
I have never used.
I think we all kind of have those.
Yeah. So that's exactly where they would go.
Yeah. That's where they would go. Because you're going to keep them.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you don't use them,
right.
You're keeping them.
Yeah. I'm keeping them.
Put me up there. That's where
well,
I would go.
Well, so-and-so gave this to me for my shower. So-and-so gave it to me for my wedding. So
right.
on and so forth. So, yeah, I can't get rid of it. I don't want to get rid of it.
I think the key with storage solution in relationship to interior design is it can't be obvious. Your eye should not be able to detect that. Oh, that's there for storage. Has to be hidden.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's the key. That's where they marry.
Yeah, and I'm not one for, and it's beautiful when I look at it online or, you know, when I'm on the computer or in a magazine, the open cabinetry or the glass, but that would not be for me. I'm a solid door person.
Yeah, no, I have glass and I love them.
How do you?
Well, you must be organized.
Well, organized and you must have to clean it constantly.
Yeah.
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 Uh-huh.
And, yeah, you just have to be neat.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cabinets always look great.
I love the look.
Here's what I do want to say, and all because you know our children are grown, but my husband and I, it's just us, so it stays that way. But if we had little kids, I wouldn't do it because it would probably be a mess.
Well, you know, I love those built-ins in some of those older homes in the Green Ridge.
But I love my glass cabinets.
Where the built-in in the dining room is just a gorgeous glass with wood. It's just amazing to me. But I would have to, it would have to be neat all the time.
Neat all the time.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do it, but I mean, that's what I do.
Yeah.
But you also don't want me to help you buy a house because it's not going to be good for you.
No.
You know? No.
Why
not? Because that's what you guys do.
Yeah. Okay.
That's why we have you guys is to guide us in that realm.
Okay. Yes. Right. There you go. Scott Frazier, Infinite Interiors. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
You can reach me on my cell, 570-933-0495. Or you can email me at scottfrazier 1219@gmail.com.
Thank you. We're excited to welcome Brianna Marie Connell to our real estate family. She's been serving Scranton and the surrounding Pennsylvania community since 2019. Brianna brings dedication, local expertise, and a passion for helping clients achieve their real estate goals. Her commitment to personalized service and deep knowledge of the area make her a trusted partner for both buyers and sellers. We're proud to have her on our team, and we look forward to the many successes she will share with our clients and the community. Welcome, Brianna. You can reach Brianna Marie Connell by calling or texting 570-290-3026. And we have a fabulous sponsor this week, Campus Jewelers. If you're looking to turn your gold, silver, or fine jewelry into top dollar, head to Campus Jewelers. They specialize in buying and selling large diamonds, estate and engagement pieces, gold, antiques, coins, watches, and more. From broken chains to class rings, mismatched earrings to dental gold, they buy it all and guarantee the highest cash paid. Always buying, always fair, and all trades of value considered. Visit Campus Jewelers, 476 Bennett Street in Luzerne. Call 570-288-1966 or go to campusjewelers.com. They're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 5. Saturdays, 10 to 3. Campus Jewelers, where your pieces are priceless. Stay with the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be right back. When considering to sell or buy a home, why choose Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate? Let me tell you why. 70% of home buyers settle for the first agent they meet, and many regret it. 90% of home sellers hire an agent, but was it the right choice? Don't have agent remorse. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I've been in and around the real estate business for most of my life. And at Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate, we've been selling real estate for half a century. But we do not do it halfway. You deserve better than average. Average doesn't help you. We know it's all about you and what you need. Century 21 is the number one in brand awareness, is the most recognized name in real estate, and is the most respected in the industry. In this market, if you dream big, you need to move fast. So it makes perfect sense to contact Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate, 570-344-6724, and visit jreddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. We're picking up where we left off. I'm Jackie Reddy, broker, Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate and 94.3 FM The Talker. This is the Real Estate Roundtable, and with us today is Scott Frazier, owner of Infinite Interiors. Hi again.
Hey, Jackie. Hey, Pat.
Hello.
Great to be back, as always.
All right. We love when you're here. Holidays are coming whether we want them or not, okay?
Sure are.
All right.
Sure are.
So help us set up our dining and living spaces for the holiday gatherings.
One of the things that I do in my house, and I like to recommend it to clients if they ask, when I'm putting a space together, for instance, the mantle. You're going to decorate the mantle, right?
No.
Jackie's not, but if you're going to, and you should. We're going to go back to therapy.
All right.
I think it's interesting and fun to incorporate. I want it to be a little interactive. And what I mean by that is if your mantle's like covered in pine branches and you have ornaments and, you know, big fat ribbon wrapped around it, then I'll stick like a little Ferrero Rochers in there. And so that if we're having a party at Christmas, so they can like snag one and eat it. I think it's a very cool thing to do.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. You can put real candy canes in it so that if they want to, you can grab one.
Cute.
Yeah, you can put Hershey's Kisses in there because they wrap them for Christmas.
Yeah.
But maybe like put them in a little bundle and then put that little bundle, nestle it in the pine. But and then somebody can kind of grab one as they walk by.
Wow, that's
so it looks
excellent.
Great, but yeah. I think it's also fun for your guests. So that's like one little thing that I would definitely do.
Pat, any tips here?
Don't come to my house. Let's go to Frazier's house.
Yeah, let's go to Frazier's house.
Go to Frazier's house.
Yeah, we put up
I'm
a tree.
I'm feeling peckish. Let's go over.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
We're only about 10 blocks apart, so that could actually work.
Yeah.
But I think things
I
like
love it.
That.
That's
I think,
great.
Yeah, I think keep it classic when you're doing holidays because it always looks beautiful.
What is the rule?
KIT. Keep it tasteful.
Keep it tasteful.
Yeah, yeah. We don't need Santa's eyes to light up.
No, anything you
no.
got to. Well, the plug-in rule is okay for Christmas, you said.
Well, lights, yes, correct. Or like, you know, if you have Santa on your porch and maybe he has a list and maybe his hands move, that's okay.
Right.
The animatronics are, that's good. It's acceptable. It looks good. It doesn't get kitschy.
Okay.
But they don't have to move. But if they do, it's okay. But again, think of it though, like his eyes maybe shouldn't light up. That could get weird. You know what I mean?
He shouldn't.
Yeah.
That reminds me of a Christmas that you had one of your, where you, your firefighter friends get it because it was like Elmo, Dancing Elmo. Oh. What was it called? It was
Dancing Elmo.
Was it Dancing Elmo? And we couldn't find it. It was flying off the shelves. It was like a must have.
Tickle Me Elmo.
Thank you, DC. And we couldn't wait for Patrick to open it. And when he opened it, and Pat sat down on the ground, and when he opened it and he did his thing, our little guy just started screaming, crying, and ran away.
Now, Otto wants to get that damn dog.
I know. He had to drive to New York. Yeah. My God. It was like...
He's still talking about it in therapy. It was
black market of Tickle Me Elmo.
He was terrified.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Little demon doll.
He remembers that, too.
I bet he does. You're on the couch for that one.
Oh, my God. The things to do, you get so excited. It's a flop.
Or, like, when my son was small, and, like, definitely the second Christmas, like, it was the box.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't care about what,
The box.
I spent a fortune on whatever it was. The box.
Right.
It was the box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wrapping paper.
Yes, yeah, they're thrilled with that stuff.
All right, so.
Boy, if it stayed that way. Because, man, it doesn't.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Home libraries and reading nooks are coming back.
And they're fantastic.
Cozy areas.
Yes, please bring them back.
Yeah. Pat would love it. And
classy. No, they're classy.
Yeah, they are. They're very, very classy.
Like floor-to-ceiling bookshelves.
Yes. The more, the better.
Yeah.
And fill them up. And if it's a small space, end-to-end ceiling-to-floor bookshelves. And then another key to make that a cozy spot.
Yeah.
Oversize that chair. Make it big. Make it bigger than you think it should be. Because it will cozy up that space instantly.
Mm.
Creates a warm, cozy reading nook.
What are those bookshelves we have with the glass that comes out?
A Barrister.
Oh, they're nice.
Yeah. Yeah, they're really nice. They're beautiful.
They're tough to get.
They are tough to get your hands on. You could find them. Old Good Things has a ton.
Huh? Sure, they do.
They have beautiful things. But yeah, those are beautiful bookcases.
How about children's rooms, bedrooms, and teen rooms? I mean, a big thing seems to be, especially in down in where we were going to those open houses, are the built, those bunk beds. They're built-in bunk beds with storage and ladders, and they're gorgeous.
They are gorgeous. I think they're gorgeous. They're smart. They're harder to change if the day of change comes.
And it does.
But you have to accept that going in.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We had bunk beds. That, my brother, I grew up in Brooklyn and space was limited. And my brother was on the top. I was on the bottom, right?
I was on the top. My brother was on the bottom. But they weren't built in.
No.
Right.
You could move them. You dismantle them. But now there seems to be like the rage in higher end homes, at least.
I think, the great thing is too, then you could do a library ladder on those.
Right.
Which will look amazing. So there's an advantage and there's a disadvantage. The disadvantage is if the day comes that, the boys don't want this anymore. They're too big for this now. Then you have to tear it out. But if you know that going in, you're okay, because then I think you're mentally prepared for that day to come.
Mm-hmm. Scott Frazier, owner of Infinite Interiors. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
You can contact me through my cell, 570-933-0495. Or through my email, scottfrazier 1219 at Gmail.
So take us out. One thing that maybe we didn't touch on that you would think would be invaluable to our listeners in terms of tips, tricks, design, in the design decorating world that you do every day of your life, 50 seconds or less.
I think size and scale of things. Get the rug bigger than you think you need to, because I see that as a common mistake.
Oh, yeah.
I go in and here's this massive, or not even average size living room, and they put a 5x7 rug in there because you make the room look infinitely smaller when you do that. It pulls your eyes. Your eyes go right to the rug, and it visually pulls the walls in. So scale the rug appropriately to the space. I think that's one of the biggest tips. Because that's your foundation. Then you build on that. All your furniture goes on it. So scale that rug appropriately to the space. If you don't know what that means, call a designer. They'll be able to help you do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Scott Frazier, Infinite Interiors. Thanks again for being with us. We're out of time. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m. for more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate and 94.3 FM The Talker.